This is a recording of the May 27th, 2026 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. in the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Good. Welcome to the double header. First up is Audit and Finance Committee. I need the right agenda. I will do roll call. In the room, in addition to myself, we have Director Jernstrom and Director Wiggin and Director Rogers. And online, it looks like we have Director Cooper. Am I missing anyone?
No
No
directors.
other directors. And then we'll do a roll call of the room, please.
All right. In the room, we have Arthur Miller, Sherry Hires, Matthew Clarkson, Andrew Laughlin, Al Ludeck, Katie Millen, Julie Haskett, Kurt Eaglehoffer, Bernie Smith, Dusty Menefee, Paul Millwood, Ashley Annunciation. We also have, it looks like Mike Rovito, Nick Shimoniak, David Kay, and Michael Hannon and Declan Farr. And then online we have Amanda Mankel, Buddy Ritchie, Mitch Roth, Nathan Golab, and Stephanie Hadell.
All right, and I'll just confirm that Director Cooper is now in the room and Director Nordstrom has joined us as well.
Full house.
Full house. Okay. Thank you. And at this time, I'll ask for an approval of our agenda. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the agenda? I will just note that because we have a meeting following this meeting, we have suspended director comments until the regular board meeting. If anybody feels like there's something important that needs to be said at the end of this meeting, do raise your hand and we'll do that. But otherwise, we'll suspend until the regular meeting. Any other discussion of agenda items? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, next agenda item is approval of the minutes from April 8th. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on our minutes? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? My understanding is that there are no members to be heard at the beginning of the Audit and Finance. I'll just check and make sure that is correct. And it looks like that is correct. Okay, so we have no persons to be heard. We have no new business, and so we are headed directly into CEO reports and correspondence. And the first item is the capital tracking report.
Good evening. My name is Paul Millwood, the Vice President of Finance and Accounting. Tonight I'll be walking you through our first quarter 2026 capital tracking report. Overall, the capital, well, consistent with what we've done in prior quarters, what I'd like to do is just give you a little bit of a recap since what has happened since the last quarterly report out. So overall, the portfolio just stepped down modestly this quarter, primarily driven by strong execution and project completion. Just really not a reduction in scope. There we go. Reliability projects remain relatively stable with steady project progress, no funding changes in reliability projects. Retirements and replacement projects increased due to the adjustment of the Sullivan Unit 9 project. Those were refined costs based on an estimates of the actual turbine condition. There's no impact to schedule noted. That was approved by the board last month during the April meeting. Our operating efficiency projects decreased. We had a major initiative for the One Campus Plan, which fully closed out. CAS transitioned out of like kind of active capital tracking status and has moved into a completed phase, and then the future modules are kind of being rebaselined right now. So overall, the story is just solid execution on the projects. We're converting capital into in-service assets, tightening our estimates where more information becomes available, and positioning the portfolio for kind of the next phase. The following pages provide a lot more detail of these particular categories. Unless anybody has any questions about any of the detail, I'm happy to field them and call in Andrew if I need backup. But if anybody doesn't, if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to field them.
Just have one question on the CIS one. I'm trying to remember if this is actually in this or the board packet. Right. The CIS ERP replacement slide 30 in here. Right. I think we saw this slide with the same approval amount forecast, slightly less on the actuals, but it was physically completed at 100% in last month or the month before. I'm guessing that was the CIS.
Correct.
And so now this is for the financial, the other three modules.
Correct.
And those three modules are still anticipated to fall under the 26.1?
Correct.
Okay.
We will be coming back. If you go on to the right there, a revised plan with updated targets is expected to be submitted to the board before year end. So yes, that was the initial amount before we broke it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you're right, one side has completed, but it's probably not accurate to say that the number that's in here for the total of both, because we expect to update those to you. So that we will be coming later this year and letting you know whether that number is solid or if we need to revise that target.
Are the scope of those three modules the same size as the CIS?
Well, they're different. The financial systems, the FMS, that's pretty significant, along with the HR and the work management. From a practical standpoint, as far as how those line up, are they all 25% or whatever? I mean, the CIS system was pretty significant, but also the financial system is going to be pretty significant. So I don't know, probably have a better idea of giving you that when we come back with the targets and let you know sort of the level of effort of each of those next modules. So we'll make sure we add that to our update for you when we come back.
And the update will be in our next quarterly...
Before year end.
Before year end. Okay. Other questions?
On the 115 line rebuild, Paul. Looking at Andrew. do you think we're wrapping it up with this slight overage, or are there other things still out there pending?
There is potentially something out there pending of a legal matter.
Okay.
With the prior contract.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there questions? Okay.
All right. Great. We're moving on here to the first quarter financial dashboard. Right here. All right. So starting at a high level, Q1 performance is strong and ahead of plan. We're seeing revenues come in above budget, margins tracking at about 105% of budget. Our key financial metrics, TIR and MFI, are slightly outperforming expectations. That is primarily due to the fact that in our budget, we had included a $200 million debt issuance that has not yet been done. We're still evaluating that, but that's why our targets are currently tracking ahead of expectations. And then looking ahead here to for the month ending March versus budget, it's a solid month that helped drive the overall year-to-date results. We're about $2.5 million over budget for the month, which is more than offset some of our higher costs in transmission, admin, and depreciation. Again, for the quarter overall, modestly ahead of budgets on margin, at approximately $10.5 million versus $10 million worth of budgeted margin. Stronger revenues are offsetting roughly $1.7 million of higher expenses, primarily in transmission, administration, depreciation, while some other categories of, came in favorable.
Questions?
Year-over-year performance, this is just for the month. Slightly better performance in March 26 versus March 25, but really I think the big story of the day is our performance year-over-year. It's much more pronounced. We're about $7.7 million over budget, I'm sorry, over prior year on revenues, and nearly $7 million on margins. And just for a frame of reference, we lost $74,000 in January of 2025 due to those extremely warm weather, which January is usually one of our very more profitable months. So a much better performance year over year. Moving on to the balance sheet. You know, from a balance sheet perspective, we just continue to strengthen. We continue to invest in our utility plant. We have equity increases due to better performance on our margins. We continue to pay down our debt. And liquidity remains well managed. So overall, good start to the year. Strong balance sheet, favorable margins, strong revenue performance. Very stable financial position.
Questions?
No.
Go ahead, Norman.
Just a question for a person, I guess, who doesn't completely understand all finances that well. But how does depreciation come over budget? Isn't that kind of a relatively determined figure in advance?
Well, it's an estimate based upon our understanding of the timing of assets are placed in service.
Oh.
And then there are certain rates that we use as an average for baselining our budget. And then when the actual assets are placed in service, sometimes there can be some slight variation between that rate we budgeted and the rate that it comes in at.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Depreciation also includes BRU.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't impact margins. So there is part BRU is included in depreciation line too.
Okay.
For accretion.
Given the performance of Q1 and April, I guess we have a drafted idea of how the month limit. Are we still on target to meet our equity ratio at the end of the year? I think it's 17.7.
Right now, there's nothing to suggest that we're not on target to hit our equity ratio.
Other questions? Okay.
All right. The next report is our quarterly BRU ARO investment fund. Pretty standard activity since the last quarter. And just as a reminder, APCM comes in annually. They'll provide a full breakdown, full overview of the portfolio next year. But I'm happy to field any questions on that if anybody has any.
Questions on BRU investment portfolio. Okay. All right. We have no additional new business. I do have a couple of things to mention about what is in the resource tab for you, standards. We have our first quarter internal controls memo. We have our first quarter budget status report, our first quarter contract status report, and another restating of our compliance financial statements. Those are the standard things that go in our resource tab.
And just to add to that, on the compliance report, normally what we'll do is we'll highlight any material changes to the notes quarter over quarter. There was nothing really of significance to make note of in the first quarter 2026.
And no changes on the budget. All right. I think This might go down as the shortest accounting and finance. I will say, I will take the liberty to do chair remarks, and I will say that this is the last meeting before our annual meeting, so the last meeting under this set of officers and including the treasurer. And it has been my absolute privilege and pleasure to be the treasurer and to work with the finance team. And I think it's going to be an exciting road ahead, so I think you guys can look forward to that. And with that, I'll ask Sherry and Arthur if you have any comments.
I would just say, really pleased with the financial performance, and that's something that we really have made concerted effort to improve our financial standing. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. But I think as we look at our financial standing today, with an eye toward continual improvement, we will continue moving down this path. And that's something that's going to be a big effort over the next year, looking for operational efficiencies to try to pump up our margins on top of that. So that's what I have to say. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'll just reiterate, I'm very pleased with the financial results for the first quarter. And looking at the year-over-year results really emphasizes the impact that Chugach had. And it wasn't just January in 2025. It extended into February, March, and April, as you all recall, which is the driving force behind our rate case filing. So you'll see that in the next several months when you look at the year over year and how hopefully we continue at this pace, just how much that first quarter in 2025 impacted us when you compare it with 2026.
Yeah. Right. Any other final comments? All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 There are none opposed. We are adjourned.